I play you some of the new things I've been doing, which I think could be commercial.
Hey, you're listening to CKT 90.3 FM, and this is All Things McGill.
Okay, everyone, welcome back to CKUT 90.3 FM. You are listening to All Things McGill. I'm Annika.
I'm Maya.
I'm Rose, and today we have a very special guest.
Joey Bruce.
That's Joey Bruce. And Joey Bruce, what will you be doing today on, what are you doing today on the show?
Doing some tattoos.
That is right, everyone. It is our very special funding drive episode in which we are each getting CKUT-themed tattoos on our bodies permanently, and we are doing it on air for you. So let's just talk a little bit about the funding drive. The funding drive is a really great initiative at CKUT to raise money for our nonprofit campus community radio station. We want to get to know the members of our listenership. We want to get to know the community, and we want to see if everyone can come together. We want everyone to come together, support the radio shows that we have here, because we have some really amazing content here at CKUT going on. And yeah.
Let's keep this great content coming.
Yeah. So last year, our goal was $100 for our show, but the entire station's goal is $35,000 this year. So there's three ways that you can donate. You can donate online at ckut.ca/donate, or you can donate by phone at 514-907-9424. And if you really want to use paper in this day and age, you can do it by mail. And the address is Radio CKUT, 3647 Rue University, Montreal, Quebec, H3A2B3.
A little fun thing that you could do is, if you're sending it by paper, why don't you slip in a piece of paper of the doodle that you would have tattooed if you were part of this radio show? Because we're each getting some really special twos today, doodled by Joey Bruce himself. So round of applause, wherever you are, in your car, in your bed, in your recliner, listening to 90.3 FM. We appreciate it. Thank you for being a committed listener. And let's get crazy.
Let's do it.
If you are sensitive to vibrations, don't listen to this show. Okay, cool. Let's get these tattoos planned out.
If you're sensitive to vibrations, maybe like don't go out into the world.
Okay.
There's a lot of vibrations.
No, but this is going to be consistent, like 60 frequency.
Wait.
As if you're getting a mosquito, like. Oh god, those are awful.
You're psyching yourself out.
Okay, let's do this. Okay, so I guess we're leaving the mic on this entire time.
To narrate what's going on here, Maya has her leg up on the table and she's sitting in a chair. It just does not look like it should be a comfortable position. Okay, so what's happening now is Maya's getting drawn on. Listeners, I'd like you to take three guesses. Three guesses right now. Do you think that our lovely tattoo artist, Joey Bruce, is currently wearing gloves? The answer is no. He just washed his hands, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first. He just washed his hands. Rose is panicking. Maya's so chill. See, be like Maya.
Uh-huh. So? Everyone's funny, actually. You're both, like, playing with your hands. Like.
Okay. We got the roommates up in here. He's psychoanalyzing.
Comments from the peanut gallery.
Yeah.
Bastion from Belgium.
Racist,
oh, sorry. I take it back. Oh, I love that one.
I
that one's
it.
Good.
Let's do it. Yeah. Let's go.
Mazel tov to that. Happy Purim.
Okay,
here we go.
Oh, my God. My mom's going to disown me.
I'm literally gonna be on a boat with her.
You can literally just say, "Oh, I just doodled it on my leg with pen." What's she gonna do? Be like, "No, you didn't."
I thought my mom would disown me when I got my first tattoo,
and she did.
And she just was like, "I think it's ugly, but like, you do you." And I was like, "And you know what? That's fair." Yeah, I have one here, and then I have one here.
Is that a lizard or something?
This is a lizard. This is a lizard on a rock. And I envision him in the sun, and he's just chilling. You know how lizards like sit on rocks and like sun themselves? That like, yeah, that's what it is. You know, this is not going in this show.
Okay.
Why not?
Because I'm just like blabbing.
That's the part of the show.
True. What's in there?
Banter. That's just water.
Banter.
Ooh, a bowl full of water.
Yeah. If anyone's thirsty, you know.
Yeah. Laugh it up like a dog. Yeah. What's your favorite thing you've ever tattooed?
I gave this girl like a big bone on her calf.
yeah. Okay.
It's like a radio station for like
13-year-old boys. Yes, yes. The gloves are going on. No, Maya's gonna have a breakdown. That's really loud.
Yeah, that's pretty loud.
That's a really loud one.
I actually like to put on like hearing protection so I don't get fucking tinnitus.
Are you kidding me? Is that a joke?
Tinnitus.
You have tinnitus?
Yeah.
Do you know that
I already also have tinnitus.
You can't be a astronaut if you have tinnitus?
Really?
Yeah, and my math teacher in high school, she really wanted to be an astronaut, and then she got like really far into like the NASA selection process, and then she had to get tested for tinnitus, and she had it, and they were like, you can't be an astronaut.
That's so sad.
It's like the scene in Little Miss Sunshine where he's like, he wants to be a fighter jet pilot, but he's colorblind.
That movie was striking.
It is heartbreaking. And you're like, it's going to be like a cute little Abigail Breslin moment. And then everyone's just like depressed and unhappy the whole time.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh.
I watched it when I was really young and it hit hard. Like when they twiddled their thumbs.
It's a heartbreaking movie.
Heartbreaking.
Did you feel that? Oh my gosh, you didn't even feel it. That's so exciting.
Did you do it? Did you do it?
Yeah, this is badass, Maya. You're not even flinching. Incredible. Yeah.
So now you see what the water's for. You got like a white puff.
Ooh.
And you do it, and then you like, it looks like there's a whole tattoo there, and you're like, wow, that was so fast. And then you do it, and there's actually like wipe off the excess ink, and there's like nothing there.
Okay, fun.
I always got.
I do love it.
This is so exciting, you guys.
Some asthma?
Asthma.
When you make Annika laugh.
We don't deserve this radio.
You know what? I think about that way too often.
Think about how many people at McGill would do so many better things with this radio show, and we're just sitting here like getting tattooed.
We clinically do not deserve it. I think people are going to, when they send in their checks, they're just going to send in a request for us to not have this radio show anymore.
I will give you this money on the condition that you fire Rose, Maya, and Annika.
Well, we got it transferred to us. Nepotism, you know how it is.
Nepotism.
Sorry, so what is the show about exactly? What do you guys do on the show?
Technically, we are supposed to just talk about stuff that's going on at McGill. So before the pandemic, we had a bunch of clubs come in and talk about their stuff. And then over the course of the pandemic, we had a few of those things, but it's really devolved that we just talk about whatever we want to talk about and play music by local Montreal musicians.
At this point, it's honestly like I just treat it like we have a podcast. And exactly. Yeah. I was like, I want to start a podcast. And then they were like, you can have a radio show about McGill. And I was like, okay, but what if instead of it being about McGill, it was about me?
So... Like, I'd like to narrate what's happening right now. Joey just picked up Maya's calf and then connected two pieces of crinkled saran wrap with duct tape.
This is like
Las algas se aferran a mis pesadillas.
I'm gonna, so somebody take the mic from me. I'm about to get tattooed. So I want this one. I'll take the mat. I'll take
Joey. You want a scribble on your arm?
It's not a scribble, it's a noodle. You heard that here first, folks. Oh, shots fired.
Wait, okay.
Right now, Joey and Rose are arguing.
It's like, I feel like people aren't understanding. It's like literally as if you were cooking spaghetti and you took a piece of spaghetti out and you threw it against the cabinet.
It comes from, it's a Honey Boo Boo reference. Everybody's just so behind.
Yeah, come sit in the tattoo chair. The two chair. And okay, so let me tell you about my experience getting tattooed. I feel like I'm in a chaotic part of my life right now where everything I do has no meaning. So I did not feel any.
Did you make this table?
Oh my gosh, my tattoo artist made the table that I got tattooed on. And wait, what is it? Not balsa, of course. Oak, a nice oak. Can you imagine? Very honey-esque. Lots of good grain, I would say. It has a good grain.
It's cute. I think it's cute. And it has a lot of meaning.
We're thinking about Rose. Rose, if you like it, it doesn't matter. I like it. I just want it to be straighter. And I think that is really nice. Now that we're on our second tattoo, how are you feeling?
I feel good.
Yeah?
We're going to do a little bit more of a down.
For Rose's noodle. Which is also a radio wave, which is why it's relevant to our show.
Guys, please donate. Please donate. I know that we are bad at the radio, but we love this place so much. And we love everyone who works there so much. And it's such a great community. Like, honestly, I think it's the coolest thing in the world to have been a part of a college radio station that, like, it's also, like, community-oriented. And it's not-for-profit. It's just such a great thing to have around, like, in Montreal, and we need to support it. We need to support the things that we love, that are community organizations that are around, based around the arts. Support QPERG. Support CKUT. Support the Palestinian Solidarity Clause in this year's vote. Yes.
Oh yes. It's just really important, and it's been. I haven't realized this, but I've done this every Monday for basically the majority of my college career, except for 50%. For every week that we missed, but still, I mean, it's been a really large part of my life, and I love starting the week knowing that I'm talking about something on the radio.
I have this t-shirt, this, like, CKUT t-shirt that, like, I'm going to wear. Like, my kids are going to be like, what's that? I'm going to be like, let me tell you guys a story. Back when I had a radio show. Rose, you excited?
I'm very excited.
Yay! I feel great about it. And anyways, just again, there... To donate to CKUT, you can either go online at ckut.ca/donate or call 514-907-9424. And our show goal is $150. We can do this. I believe in us. We got this. All right. So Rose is now on her knees getting ready for her first tattoo of her life.
Ready for her first long pause tattoo.
you know.
I was thinking, wow, I really have to be careful what I say on this radio show. I was seeing you guys and thinking, wow, this really isn't so bad.
Our two rules are don't say the name of the bakery that I work at, and number two, don't swear. And we break it every single time.
Giving my tattoo?
Yeah. Hi, I'd like just to shout out my coworkers at Pizza Bouquet. It's just been a pleasure working there, and this part of this tattoo is in honor of you. Actually, no, it's not at all, because pasta's like, oh my, Annika, you cannot say that on air. You should make a pasta pizza in honor of what I'm doing right now.
Oh. Oh no, Rose's cheeks are shivering.
I have never seen someone's face quiver in the manner that Rose's face is quivering.
Yeah, well, I think this is why I like this, is because a noodle is just, it can be different things at different points in my life. Right now, when I was 5, it was my mother calling me Nuyette. When I was 21 now, it's because I have a radio show where I work with my best friends. In a bit, when I die from sailing.
When you die from getting a tattoo poisoning, you get blood poisoning.
It'll be a tattoo. Oh, is that funny, right? Oh, yeah, that's really funny, right? This, I've been dreaming of this tattoo for like 2 months, and I'm so glad it could come to life the way it has, because it actually looks like somebody has just cooked spaghetti and deposited one of the noodles on the side of the countertop. Where do you get off?
That was good.
When Annika laughs at your jokes, you.
To have a nice time, don't need a life on the platter of gold. Nobody knows how my story unfolds. Don't need a nice car to have a nice ride. Don't need a nice watch to have a nice time. Don't need a life on the platter of gold. Nobody knows how my story unfolds. Tried to break in through the back door before they threw me in the struggle to the keyhole. In a room full of entertainers with bright callers, stars, ballers, just waiting on baby mamas. Let myself out through the window, hoping that you catch a glimpse of my hymn note. So this broken beat became the line that had been cast. All my thoughts that were asleep finally began to dance. Like, we all got shoes to fill. See, some of them hand me down, some of them kicks ain't real. My feet just can't stand still. We all got shoes to fill. See, some of them hand me down, and you know that, cause I wore mine till the show's gone. Don't need a nice car to have a nice ride. Don't need a nice watch to have a nice time. Don't need a life on a platter of gold. Nobody knows how my story unfolds. Don't need a nice car to have a nice ride. Don't need a nice watch to have a nice time. Don't need a life on a platter of gold. Nobody knows how my story unfolds. I'm gonna open up a shop where you could come give any one of the 9 lives we won't live. We'd also take trips you don't make with purple hair girls and habits you can't shake. Take it all in a box that be filled with hope. Delivered in a day till you're done. When you hold it in your hands and you dump it on the floor, it occurs to you in thought. Hope don't lose it on its own life. We all got shoes to fill. See, some of them hand me down, some of them kicks ain't real. My feet just can't stand still. We all got shoes to fill. See, some of them hand me down, and you know that, cause I wore mine till the show's gone. Don't need a nice car to have a nice ride. Don't need a nice watch to have a nice time. Don't need a life on a platter of gold. Nobody knows how my story unfolds. Don't need a nice car to have a nice ride. Don't need a nice watch to have a nice time. Don't need a life on a platter of gold. Nobody knows how my story unfolds. I don't need it. I swear you best believe it. I ain't preaching, no teaching, just telling you that you don't need it. Don't need it. We don't need.
Hey, yo, Philly Phil, deuce, deuce.
Oh, you know, I was talking to David the other day. David, who's in the improv group. Yeah. He said you're batshit crazy. He said you're like a dictator.
I don't know. Like,
is this information surprising to
you? Yeah. I was about to say word for word. I was about to say that.
They were like, she's not even president.
I am. I'm co-president because David didn't do shit. Other David.
The one I tried out with David. Do you remember? I tried out with him. Shut the fuck up. It was. I'm so bad at improv.
Yes,
no, shut up. It makes me improv. I don't even know why I tried out for that because it gives me so much anxiety.
Yeah, it looks great.
Can you do accents? Can you do any fun accents for us?
French accent.
Yeah, I can. Yes, I can do the French accent. Because both of my parents have extreme French accents, so.
What? You literally just erased it.
I didn't. I can still see it.
Up in this joint,
at least it looks so good, Maya. Don't you absolutely love my tattoo?
Yeah, it smells nice.
I think your girl is gonna like it. Anyways, it's just been great. Maybe we should all hang out for fun sometimes. Oh my god, is this new friend group? The five of us? Oh my god. I want to tattoo you guys. Too bad Bastion's going on his date.
Lame. We were trying to hang. We're all trying to like.
The universe told me not to go. That's it.
Yeah. It is what it really is.
When your Uber doesn't show up, take it as a sign.
And Bastion over here can't even be bothered to fucking cancel his date.
Yeah, honestly.
Lame.
She canceled because she had.
No cancellation. Annika, you're literally so brave. Can I touch your hands right now and see? Do we need to tape this, Bastion? Yeah. I love it. I'm obsessed.
Yeah, I love it.
I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed. I'm in awe right now.
It's so cute.
I can't believe we just did that.
I just want to come out and say I'm sick of waiting. Tired of the way you hold that string. Had enough of you blame my feelings. Don't think you can blame me. Yeah, I might go easy, but don't you blame me. Maybe you can show up with the honesty you owe me. Maybe you can grow up and stop this game. Cause you're afraid of something. Ooh, don't think that I'll be hating. See, I'd rather you just say it. Just say it. Yeah, if you're out of love, I just wanna hear this over now. Oh, you don't gotta push around. Hear me out. Don't act like a child, be grown ass up. So step up and put me down, yeah. I'm not worried about it. If you're out, then put me down. I ain't asking for much here. Just put me down. I'm not worried about it. If you're out, then put me down. I ain't asking for much here. Just put me down. I could get it, I can get it if you're looking for something I don't got. I know you'd rather let it be. Drop the ball and hope I make the call. But those signs are just a waste of me. I won't read into shit you could just say to me. Just say to me. And maybe you're just stuck in a belief or something. Maybe you think life should always ride out just the way you want it. Ooh, don't forget we're all just trying to get by. And maybe you could help me out this time. Maybe just this time. So if you're out of love, I just wanna hear this over now. Oh, you don't. don't gotta push around. Hear me out. Don't act like a child, be a grown ass self. So step up and put me down. Yeah. I'm not worried about it. If you're out, then put me down. I ain't asking for much, you just put me down. I'm not worried about it. If you're out, then put me down. I ain't asking for much, you just put me down.
Je pressens l'accident comme on attendait Messi. À demi conscient dans le taxi, sable mouvant sous le backseat. Chez Gap Messi, je crois je perds un peu la magie. Glam life QC, est-ce que ce sera ma vie? Nomme-moi la ville que tu veux, jurer j'ai mis le feu, charmer les tantes et les neveux, les cousines et les baveux. Mais quand je rentre, y'a le plafond de la partie sur le point de fondre en deux. Hier, j'ai séparé les eaux, aujourd'hui j'ai touché le creux.
J'ai touché le creux.
Passer la nuit au plus bas, entre les démons et le passé, plus envie de m'expliquer, le cœur au point d'imploser, je suis trop exposé, jusqu'ici tout va bien, mais le prix je le connais trop bien, donne-moi un peu de temps, que je retrouve mes yeux d'enfant, donne-moi ce goût d'avant, tout était plus innocent. Après la pluie, vient le beau temps. Oui, mais l'orage lui fait du ciel ce qu'il est vraiment. Derrière mes yeux, il y a ton sourire. Et derrière le pire, toujours.
Thank you so much for listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. This is All Things McGill, Funding Drive Edition. We just got three amazing tattoos from a talented artist named Joey Bruce. Check him out at Joey Bruce, JoeyBruce art, A-R-T. If you don't know how to spell art.
Maybe they're ESL. That'd be rude.
Okay.
Joseph.
Is your full name Joseph?
No, it's not.
Okay, check him out on Instagram. Check us out on, what's our Instagram on Instagram? CKUT All Things McGill and CKUT. Follow CKUT. Thank you so much. Our funding goal is $150. If you find it in your heart to donate more than $5, I would really appreciate it. Let's keep this radio going if you want people to do crazier and crazier things every single year. And happy tattoo day.
Happy tattoo day.
You guys look like you've been to some kind of like bootleg surgeon, like duct tape everywhere.
Yeah, it's like we flew to Turkey to get to. Okay, go, like, cut that out. Yeah, we're all gonna go on the plane with our.
Wait, is it still recording? Yeah. Okay. On the next episode, we all get nose jobs together.
Ha, good idea. Huh.
So funny.
Everybody here has a better nose than me. Okay, anyways, thank you so much. Peace and love. Bye.
Demonstration, they charge me for a consultation. If that's how you feel. can't tell you who to love, love. I can't tell you who to love, love. No, sing it with me,
baby.
But you've been sleeping on me.
Don't sleep on me. Don't sleep on me. Don't sleep on me. Yeah, you've been sleeping on me. Don't sleep on me. Don't sleep, don't sleep on me. Don't sleep, don't sleep on me. Yeah, you've been sleeping on me.
Wait, you sleeping? A girl like you needs extra attention. World, if you give me the word, and it's killing me, but you don't pay me no mind. But I can't tell you who to love, love. I can't tell you who to love, love. I can't tell you who to love, love.
I'm not gonna sing it, I'll let you do it. Come on,
baby. Love, love, but you've been sleeping on me.
Don't sleep, don't sleep.
Your man is out late, he's creeping. You're sleeping, you snooze. I hate to be breaking the news. You're sleeping, you snoring. Your man is a lame, he's boring. I'll give you more, but you keep ignoring. Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute. Here we go. Oh.
No.
Wait a minute, you guys like that? You guys like that? Because that's one of our favorite parts of the show right there. So much so, we can hit it again.
Thank you. La police te dit il faudrait partir.
Can I play you some of the new things I've been doing, which I think could be commercial?
Hey, you're listening to CKT 90.3 FM, and this is All Things McGill.
Gotta get up and start my day. Gotta get up and make my breaks. Gotta get up, let's do this, babe. Stop, let's dance. Gotta get up and start my day. Gotta get up and make my breaks. Gotta get up, let's do this, babe. Stop, press play. Gotta get up and start my day. Gotta get up and make my breaks. Gotta get up, let's do this, babe.
Thank you so much for listening to CKT 90.3 FM. This was All Things McGill. This was our fundraising show. I'd say it was a bashing success.
I agree. Okay, although wonderful. The editing, I think it'll be interesting.
It'll be super interesting. But anyways.
I love my tattoo so much. Do you love yours?
I do love my tattoo. I love my noodle tattoo, and I'm so glad that we could bring you along. We did have a bit of a panic attack because we thought that we had maybe lost the file from our Zoom recorder, and then turns out it was just the date was wrong on the Zoom recorder. And so, yeah, of course we didn't think it was 2009, but turns out we just had to click on that file.
Yep.
But you know,
simple, what is it? Simple solutions.
Simple solutions to really simple problems.
That I still emailed Spencer about.
That makes sense. Anyways, yeah. So please, we got a tattoo.
We got a tattoo.
Which is serious to us. I mean, we're just like.
That's going to be permanent.
We're kind of nerds. We've never gotten tattoos. Although Annika has gotten one or two. Two or three.
Yeah.
This was our first tattoo. It was a big deal, but you know, I'm so glad that our first tattoos are commemorated to CKUT forever and always. So if you want to donate, you can do it three ways. You can do it by calling 514-907-9424. And I don't know, I guess you give your credit card number over the phone if you trust us enough, which I think you should. And then you can also send in a check by mail.
Radio CKUT. And then you can do it online at ckut.ca/donate.
Which would be really nice. I mean,
we got tattoos for you guys. We got permanent ink on our body.
For most people, this is probably just like another, for everybody another at day. The radio station, they're like, yeah, just another day. But
for us, this was our first tattoo and we decided to make it about CKUT because we care so much about this organization.
Yes. So if you want us to keep radioing, you know, let us know. Also, send us an email. Oh, yeah. Like I said at the beginning of the show, send us an email, or if you're going to send us a physical donation, put a little doodle in there of what you would have gotten tattooed today along with us on the 21st of March. Also, I'd like to say, if you are a McGill undergraduate student, you can vote in this year's SMU election or referendum. So yeah, please vote. It's important. I mean, you know, I'm not going to say I love SMU, but I think it's important to vote, get your voice heard. Vote yes for the Palestinian Solidarity Project. Is that what it's called? Anyways, that's the one thing I care about on that referendum. So then, okay, so if you want to hear what we listen to this show, we're a little bit all over the place. We have a great artist named Anachnid, A-N-A-C-H-N-I-D. They recently came out with a new single that is lovely. It's called Love Alone. But I'm not sure that's the song we put in today. So anyways, check them out. As always, there's Les Louanges, L-O-U-A-N-G-E-S. Recently came out with a new album. There are posters for it all over the city and every single metro. Graphic design is super good. Anyways, Laurence Anne, LaurenceAnne, if you want to check her out. And there's also Larynx, LaryNx. I love Larynx. Larynx.
Cool.
I don't know. Those are a couple of my favorites, and we also put a unicorn song just
for funsies,
an ode to our radio show circa 2019.
Whoa,
crazy. What else should we say? I think that's it.
Please donate. It's gonna be great.
Thank you for listening to All Things McGill, and we're so glad we could bring you on this tattoo journey. Peace and love.
Woo.
So lost, standing at your gate, and I called, but I don't know why. So clear when I cross the line.
Is everything all right? That's okay. I've got just the right thing for you. CKUT 90.3 FM.
90.3 FM in Montreal. This is World Skip the Beat. If you would like to make a donation to continue to support the radio station, community radio, campus radio, and of course hearing music that you will not hear anywhere else on the dial, please go to ckut.ca and hit the donate button. In the meantime, here is a playlist selected by CKUT host of the Montreal Archive, Archive Montreal, Louis Restelli. Enjoy.
If it appears that COVID-19 symptoms like cough, fever, sore throat, and loss of taste and smell are beginning to present themselves, you can begin to self-isolate and take a rapid test at home. After getting your test results, you can learn more about proper self-isolation guidelines by visiting quebec.ca/self-isolating. This information is there to help protect you and everyone living under the same roof. All of us can make a difference, so let's keep making sure all of us are safe. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec. We'll be right back.